Hello again, my friends, my neighbors, my brothers, my sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily devotion. Job, the book of Job. Amen. And we are on day 8. Coincidentally, we're also up to chapter 8 in the book of Job. And this is your Monday edition, October 25th. All right. We just finished yesterday Job's 2-chapter response to Eliphaz. Yesterday was chapter 7, the second half of that response. Today we're going into chapter 8, as I mentioned, and we're going to hear from another one of Job's infamous friends, Bildad, the Shuhite. But before we do that, let's summarize Job's 2-chapter discourse a little bit so that we know where we're heading. Now, clearly in chapter 7, Job makes it clear there is no relief, right? And the truth of the matter is, Job's a very sick man. You know, he actually is sick. Not just cursed, but he's sick. And his friends seem to ignore that. They offered him no comfort from that sickness, what's going on with him. And his wife even suggested suicide. It's like his world is caving in, and he's a frustrated man. He probably felt he had some incurable disease, and the end was not far off. His friends paid no attention to that. His friends, you know, they came to him, but they did not minister to his need. See the difference? They came to him, but they didn't meet him where he was at. They didn't minister to his need. They didn't understand. These friends didn't really know Job. At least you'd think his physical condition would draw some sympathy from them. But no. So, Job wishes he could just die in peace, right? God would leave him alone and just let me be alone in my misery, right? We all can do that at times. Now, as we move on, remember, Job doesn't claim to be sinless. He admits he has sinned, but he wonders why he's selected for this special attack. Why should his life be a burden when he is not that kind of sinner? You know what I mean? Don't we all say that? I'm not that kind of sinner. Why isn't God showing mercy on him? Are you wondering why yet? Why doesn't God pardon his sin and restore him? Even though he admits he's a sinner, he says he's getting more than he deserves. And it's breaking down his integrity. And when your integrity breaks down, you're an easy mark for Satan. This happens every day to many a man and woman today who attempts to fight life alone, right? You might hit the bottle, you might drop into some other sin, but you're going to do it all alone, right? And you're going to get some relief, but it's not good relief. And now that Job's integrity is broken, Satan has a real chance to attack him. That's where we are with Job. And the question is, will Job break under all of this? Well, now let's turn to chapter 8 and hear from another friend of Job, Bildad, and see what he has to say. All right, let's listen to the word of God. Chapter 8, then Bildad, the Shuhite, replied, "How long will you say such things? Your words are a blustering wind. Does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? When your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. But if you will seek God earnestly and plead with the Almighty. If you are pure and upright, even now, He will rouse Himself on your behalf and restore you to your prosperous state. Your beginnings will seem humble, so prosperous will your future be. Ask the former generation and find out what their ancestors learned. For we were born only yesterday and know nothing, and our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and tell you? Will they not bring forth words from their understanding? Can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water, while still growing and uncut? They wither more quickly than grass. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perishes the hope of the godless. What they trust in is fragile. What they rely on is a spider's web. They lean on the web, but it gives way. They cling to it, but it does not hold. They are like a well-watered plant in the sunshine, spreading its shoots over the garden. It entwines its roots around a pile of rocks and looks for a place among the stones. But when it is torn from its spot, that place disowns it and says, "I never saw you." Surely its life withers away, and from the soil other plants grow. Surely God does not reject one who is blameless, or strengthen the hands of evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more. And that concludes chapter 8 of the book of Job. The discourse from Bildad. Tomorrow, we'll move on to chapter 9, and Job begins his reply to Bildad. Until then, have a blessed Monday. Amen.